This is WUWM Innovation Reporter Chuck Quernbach. A drug that could help speed the recovery of some COVID-19 patients by several days is now being given to one person in Wisconsin. The trial use of remdesivir is taking place at Froedtert Hospital in Wauwatosa. 2 weeks ago, national infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci told a White House event that preliminary data from a drug trial showed remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery. The medical news website Stat reports that manufacturer Gilead Sciences has since distributed the drug to about 24 U.S. hospitals for additional trials. Froedtert Dr. Mary Beth Graham says her hospital is the only one in Wisconsin. Graham, also a professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin, says remdesivir blocks the coronavirus from replicating.
The issue is that this drug works directly on the virus and messes up what's called a polymerase, or it basically messes up an enzyme inside the virus that is required for the virus to make more of itself.
Froedtert says federal law prevents the hospital from saying much about the patient receiving remdesivir. But Graham says under rules set out by Gilead, under a so-called Expanded Access Program, or EAP, the patient has to be in intensive care and breathing through a tube inserted into the mouth or the windpipe.
And then there are exclusion criteria. They can't have renal failure. They can't have multi-system organ failure. They can't be on multiple medications to help support their blood pressure.
Remdesivir will be given to the Froedtert patient through an IV for 10 days. The use with COVID patients gets underway as a national controversy is brewing over whether remdesivir should be distributed more widely. Graham says Froedtert got in through tenacity and luck.
I applied to every single clinical trial that was out there that Gilead had and emailed multiple times trying to get into the multiple clinical trials. And then when the EAP became available, it was around 2.5 to 3 weeks of constant emails. I would just keep sending them in.
But national groups representing infectious disease and HIV doctors and scientists wrote Vice President Mike Pence this week. Their letter said that under the FDA's emergency use authorization, there needs to be fair and equitable distribution of the drug. Dr. Michael Carome directs health research for the interest group Public Citizen. He says any patient in the U.S. that meets the condition for the drug should have an opportunity to receive it.
You know, concerns have been raised that the federal government has taken control of the distribution of remdesivir, and I think there's reason for serious concerns about that.
Federal agencies like FEMA, the FDA, and Health and Human Services have said little about the distribution issue. Advocate Aurora, which operates hospitals and clinics in the Milwaukee area, says it's working to procure remdesivir for some of its most severely ill patients. But the company says supplies are limited and difficult to access at this time. Public Citizen says if remdesivir winds up speeding the recovery of many COVID-19 patients, there'll be an issue of economic fairness to consider. Policy researcher Zane Rizvi says federal agencies have already spent more than $70 million subsidizing development and refinement of the drug. So Rizvi says patients should not have to pay more than a dollar a day.
We know that the cost of production of remdesivir, even with a reasonable profit, is below that margin. And given the substantial role of the taxpayer in developing remdesivir, Gilead should either price the drug at $1 a day or start disclosing immediately exactly what it has spent on developing the drug. We need that transparency.
And the group of infectious disease doctors wants full data released on the completed clinical trial that put remdesivir in the spotlight. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.